Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, step right up for the show that never ends. Welcome back, my friends. That's like seven different things that I messed them all up.
It's like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Yes, it's all wrong. Hi, my name is Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
Dr. Burp McGillicuddy.
No, I didn't do that. I stopped myself.
So, yes, this is the Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit, bringing you all the finest in wacky, crazy, independent music that you might not have heard of, but you're probably going to love.
Maybe.
Got a lot of new bands. A lot of new bands.
New bands. New people.
New everything. New year.
Happy
New Year, one and all.
To all of you out there in listener land.
Yes.
Podcast land.
I have
wherever the hell you are.
I have deep aspirations that 2016 is going to be great. But then I went, oh no, it's an election year, so it's not going to be great at all. It's going to be 11 months of bickering, and then who
My
cares?
My whole life is 12 months of bickering.
12 months of bickering.
What's the difference?
13 acres of hell.
Yeah, and you know, 14 tons and whatever, you know, that Tennessee Ernie Ford song.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, I'll play it for you.
You don't have to.
Okay. So you were going to tell me your champagne story.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about New Year's and
oh, yeah, ringing in the New Year.
And
you know, you said you had some champagne.
Champagne. Yeah, nice champagne.
And I didn't have any champagne. I had my.
Well, you said it gives you a headache, right?
Yeah, I had beer.
That doesn't give you a headache?
No.
Makes you go to the bathroom a lot.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
It's the desired effects that count. Mm. Yeah, so you had said, we were talking about champagne, and you had asked me about something else.
Champagne.
What is champagne?
It's rot gut. It's the 70s or 80s piece of crap that they used to, like, sell you at 7-Eleven.
Somebody was sitting there, and they were like, you know, I like beer, but I like champagne, too.
Yeah.
Let's mix the two and see what happens. And somebody went and they did it, and they poured a little bit of beer and a little bit of champagne in a flute glass and said, hey, we could sell this. We'll call it champagne.
Yeah.
So it was this canned, weird concoction, kind of a hybrid of beer and champagne. That's what I call it anyway, what I think of it anyway.
It was cheap.
Yeah. So
it came in six packs.
And you had asked me had I ever drank it, because it was a very short-lived product. It was one of those people that were around. It's like Billy Beer. If you were there when it hit, you knew about it, but it went away just as fast as it showed up for a good reason. You know, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Yes, I had it. I had drank it when I was a younger
gentleman. So you
gentleman.
Were able, so you when you were actually during the great years where it was around. You lucked out.
You're lucked
there
out.
Was a vacuum that you filled.
When
there.
I was of legal age, it was not around anymore. But when I was a youngster, it
yes.
was. See, when I was, it had to be 14 or 15. My main means of transportation was a BMX bike, a little Schwinn Predator BMX.
Schwinn.
Yep, all stripped down, fast as lightning. And me and my friends used to go, and because I lived out of town, I lived like 7 miles out of town, so I would ride 7 miles, or my friends would ride, and we'd meet up halfway, and then we would go off and cause shenanigans in town. There was a friend of mine, kind of a friend of mine. His parents, they lived at one place, but they had this old abandoned farmhouse that was going to be refurbished. They were always working on it. There was parts of it that was open because, like, it's a farm. And there was one segment off the house that had an open spring. So when we were riding our bikes into town, that if you were dying of thirst, which kids always are, there was this open spring, a well, an open concrete well that you could just drink out of. So we would stop there sometimes and grab handfuls of water as a kid. You don't care about diseases or anything like that. And you drink this fresh spring water, and then you could go on your merry way. We stopped there, and there's a couple six-packs of champagne in there. So we pull our bikes up, and we drank some of the champagne.
Was it magically delicious?
I don't remember.
And leprechauns leave it
because I was magically drunk within like three or four beers, nice. Or three or four
How old
of them.
Were you, like 15 or 14?
14 or 15.
Wasn't that the drinking age in that town that you lived in?
Sure. We didn't get to the we didn't get into town. We kind of just sat there with our feet in the water drinking this other whoever's beer, whoever's champagne.
That's incredible.
So we just for like 2 or 3 hours
it was magical.
We just sat there drinking this champagne and then we just rode off.
You magically became an alcoholic.
Exactly. You magically got some kind of rare cancer from drinking that.
Wow. You magically got an eyeball growing out of your shoulder and another head from drinking that. So, that's amazing.
So that was my story. Yes, I have drank champagne. Illegally stolen champagne that was sitting in a spring. And we were so dumb, we didn't even take it and leave. We just sat there at the spring drinking this beer or just drinking this champagne.
We didn't steal it. You found it. I mean, you didn't go to 7-Eleven and walk out.
Nope. It wasn't petty theft. It was just drinking someone else's
champagne. Or petty buca.
Champagne. Hey, good idea. Here is some petty buca.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Thank you. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. So you just say blah, blah, cha, cha. People will say cha cha cha, let's go. And so we'll just leave it this way, and we'll say it's the blah blah cha cha cha. Blah, 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 cha, cha, cha. And this is called a blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. Having words to fit is true. And so you just say blah, blah, cha, cha, cha. So if I could write some words, don't you know? Most of the people will say cha, 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 let's go. So we're just living this way, and we'll say it's the blah, blah, cha.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw!
Uh-oh.
Me to let me, and so have I ever to know.
Mock! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird! And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring!
Diamond ring!
And if that diamond ring don't shine!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We're never ready. One more for the BOD.
What's the BOD?
That is the hub of all entertainment ever, anywhere, for your head. and
really
and brain
yep. in your ears.
So hey, listen, folks, huh. if you are out there on the internet looking for exciting new things to delve into, you know, go chase down the rabbit hole, as it were. Why don't you go to bunchofdorks.com? There you're gonna find three buttons, all filled with mystery and wonder and amusement and smarts and brains and dumbness.
Huh? All of that on one package
and opposing views.
Opposing
like cross,
views,
like point and counterpoint, but better.
But better,
not
and
at all.
For free.
And for free. That's the big key. That's the kicker.
That's
so
the kicker.
So listen, if you're looking for some new podcasts to listen to, you have a lot of time on your hands at work or other. Go to bungeedorks.com. Choose from any of the three buttons. They're all glorious. You got Slow Robot A Go Go,
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast, the comic book podcast with no direction, where there are a lot of comic book.
Yeah, directionless.
Directionless
comic,
comic books. A lot of talk.
And then the bottom one is music and just random talk. That's the namesake. That's Bunch of Dorks. It's the longest running podcast in the history of ever.
It's been running for so long that its legs are really tired,
it's
but
the
it keeps
podcast
going.
Too dumb to die.
It's like the little engine.
So
that
go
could.
Check them all out. Enjoy them. Tell a friend to enjoy them.
Tell an
spread
enemy.
The word.
Holy wows. That was Petty Buca from the CD Dancing with Petty Buca. They are, of course, on the world famous Benton Records out of Japan. And I played for you. Let's see. What did I play for you? Tokyo Crazy Girl. Blah, blah, blah. Cha, cha, cha. Then there was a slight break. Unless you're listening to the archive show, then there wasn't one of those. Then I played one of my personal favorites of all time. Perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. And then Uska Dara, My Boy Lollipop, which is a funny, I think it's a very fun rendition of that.
It's an old song.
It's an old song, and they do a very fun, funny kind of take on it. So
I wonder
I enjoy
if Petty Buca knows that we're playing their music.
I hope so.
Are they on Facebook? You should tell them.
Oh, every now and then I'll drop stuff on to the
Do
different
bands. They put out new
bands.
Things?
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
going to try to get new stuff.
No, yeah. Well, actually, this week I contacted Audrey from Audrey Benton, who is the, you know, she runs Benton Records, and said, hey, you know, I only have the Japan Night samplers from, you know, 2010, 2011, that kind of thing. Is there any chance we can get newer stuff? I said, you can even just Dropbox it. I don't care. Get it to me. Because we had a good working relationship and just haven't talked with her for quite some time.
What'd she say?
I haven't heard back from her yet. Okay. But, yeah, that was Friday, and it's I'm writing Japan, so, you know, whatever. Boy, when we did the archiving, we realized this is Big Show 100.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
You need to get the noisemaker.
Yeah. Oh, stuff. Yeah. You're like, woo.
But
hey.
You can ring the bell.
Oh, my God. I don't even have the bell anymore.
Yeah, you
oh,
do.
Oh, there it is.
It's right there. Yeah.
There we go. Wee. Yay.
Yeah, 100.
That was the most forced celebration I've ever heard. Wee. Yay.
Do you know, I remember there was this place I used to work at. They used to have like forced celebrations and forced fun, too.
Yes. As most places do. But this is actual fun because 100 shows, that's kind of cool. I know we're
that's
coming
a lot
up,
of show, man.
We're coming up on our 2 year anniversary.
Yeah, this should be 2 years, isn't it? 100 shows.
No, I have the actual date. It's like in I think it's February 14th.
If you believe that. Valentine's Day.
No, I don't. It might not be exactly Valentine's Day. I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
Who knows?
I would be honored if you played football for this team.
Me, play football?
Yes.
Thanks, but no thanks, Coach. My mama won't let me play no football.
We're going to go home. You and I, we're going to talk to Mama.
My mama said that.
Of all the billions of planets in space, only one is off limits to man. Forbidden World. Touch down on Forbidden World, where explorers discover an unimaginable horror. Part alien, part human, all nightmare. It lives on Forbidden World, and next it's coming for you. Forbidden World, a science fiction shocker. Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Yes, sir. Well, we've had a rain. Also, you can hear me. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Please, pop the hood, please.
Oh, your thumbs, the hood. Okay, what latch? Where do you want me to,
Just pop the hood, please!
Popping the hood.
That's right, all you out there in listener land. That was a brand new band, brand new bag. That they are called the Love Me Nots. They are out of, I think, Prescott, but I know they're out of Arizona. I'm almost sure it's Prescott, Arizona. I played for you Bulletproof Heart, live rendition. Come On Over, which was also live. Then I played Demons and Pride, or Fire and Pride, excuse me, Fire and Pride. They are a new band. We got a lot of tracks from them. They are completely awesome. I really dig that garage, cool garage sound, you know. And so, yeah, look for them in the early and often in the upcoming weeks, years, months of Indie Circuit. All right. Now we got kind of a different thing going on right now. I met a guy named Mark Platt, who's RadioCandy.net. And I was like, oh, you know, he was talking a little bit. He sent me some of the bands he has with them, and he graciously let us use some of his music. So I was like, all right, cool. Wow. So he Dropboxed a bunch of all different kinds of bands. You know, it seems like there's quite a big array of music. So what we're going to do is something a little bit different for the last segment of our really big shoe.
Show 100.
Show 100. I'm going to play a couple different cuts. I'll play something by Sarah, Abstracto, and Pepina.
You know,
Pepina from Finland.
You know, I never really expected this show to get to 100.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
For the gonna do? Wait, okay, I know. Here's what we do. We just go to the time machine, then when I get back to the past, I tell her not to do the experiment, then she won't even be here. That'll work, right? No,
please, no, Dad.
She already is here, so that must mean I didn't go back in time, right?
Please, Dad.
No, but hold on. It just means I haven't done it yet. Okay, so I go back and I tell her not to do the experiment, then I won't have to do it either because she won't be here, then I won't have to come back and save her, right? But then, wait, why am I still here? God damn, how does the time travel work?
Oh, oh.
Women at.
All right, as I promised, that was awesome artists from RadioCandy.net. So just hit them up, www.radiocandy.net. Boy, who did I play for you? I lied. I played Cold Blooded from Sarah. I played Dirty Fun from Sarah. Then I couldn't get Abstracto on this week, but don't worry. There's a lot of shows coming up. We're only at 100 of a million. And then cool. I finished out with Pepina from Finland. Follow Your Gravity is the name of that CD.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Love it. Glad to always have different kinds of music, because if it was always up to me, it'd be garage and punk.
exactly, sadness. And screaming.
So we need lots of different stuff, man. The musical landscapes are like, whoa.
Yeah, a lot of musical flavors, man.
Intricate and deep, man.
World music, man, all over the world. What do we do have? We love Japan.
My God, I'm becoming... Yeah, well, yeah.
As long as you don't talk like this. Hey, everybody, we're on Radio St. Pete. Hey, it's 10 o'clock, and you know what time it is.
Yeah, it's time to do that. Good.
I can't. Right.
I don't want to. That's the key of pompousness right there, you know.
Well, yeah, so they call it puking, I think, is what they used to call it when they talk like that. But you know,
oh, really?
It's kind of fun. Yeah, it's called puking. Yeah, I don't know. Because you're pushing it out like that. You know, yeah, whatever.
Yikes.
It's great music. Go to radiocandy.net and listen and grab some.
I think we're going to be...
Support new music.
Yeah, why not, man?
And old music, too.
It's not about what I like. It's about the world,
the
world likes.
It's about what you like. You.
And Finland.
Our listeners.
And Pepina.
And Pepina.
And Sarah. And next week, probably, Abstracto.
Abstracto.
Sounds like one of my cat's
names.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
I have Destructo and Zoltan and Abstracto. Well, that cat would have like one ear.
Yeah.
And like one eye would be floating out in space. Like,
yeah,
Like, you know. Like
yeah, that'd be a great cat. Yeah, you can put him on YouTube and get a lot of hits.
That would be a millionaire.
And exactly.
Powerball Mania.
Well,
we only got a couple seconds, but if we win, we might not be here next week. But we'll be back the week after. With our own band.
That's right.
All
right.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for making our 100 shows great. We look forward to another 100. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll see you next week. Same
Richer.
Time. Richer, maybe.